This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Lots of parents are busy getting their children ready for the new college semester. They might be ticking items off a long list of things to buy or do before the semester starts. Matt Nasworthy, Public Affairs Director for the AAA Auto Club in Florida, wants them to add another item to that list, and it's review their insurance.
Yeah, so there's a number of concerns, and the things that really folks should be looking at is reviewing their auto insurance policy and looking at what situation their child is in as they go away to college, understanding the difference between homeowners and renters insurance, and you know what's covered if they're living on campus, off campus, that sort of thing, if there's ever a theft or some sort of disaster.
And there when I went away, I don't think we had that many things that were worth that much money in our dorm rooms.
Yeah, I know,
rooms,
and now it's, you know, all these electronics from laptops to phones to, you're talking about thousands of dollars just in a small confined space. So, you know, theft is a real thing, and protecting against that and looking at your insurance coverages is important. So, and then the last thing, you know, we also want to talk to parents about is making sure they're protecting their students' identity. You know, Protect My ID comes free with your AAA insurance, or excuse me, AAA membership. That's how important we feel it is, and making sure that your student is doing the right things financially, and making sure that, you know, if they do lose their wallet, you know, when they're away from home, that they freeze their bank account when they can do that, and all of those type of things. So there's a number of things outside of just getting your kid up there to school and getting them safely installed, ready to go to classes, that you have to be aware of.
I think the last thing parents need is more to think about, but it is very important to think about some of these things. Now, what about even if my student is not taking a car to campus with them, I still need to look at my insurance.
Right. Because, you know, you might be able to save money if your insurance, if they're living up away from college and aren't going to be driving one of the cars on your policy, you might be able to exclude them as a driver, save you some money. Making sure that they are covered if there is occasional driving going on. Sometimes when students are more than 100 miles or more away and are taking a vehicle with them and shuttling other kids, you might want to look at increasing coverage because, you know, when that happens, there's a lot of other things at stake whenever they're taking folks back and forth to college if they have their boyfriend or girlfriend or friends that are attending the same school.
And if they do go more than 100 miles away, do they still pay the rates for where we are, or do they change to where they are?
It depends. It depends on, you know, if they're going 100 miles or more away and they're taking a vehicle with them, and that's where the most of the driving is going to be done, you know, the rates may go down for them if it's an area that's, you know, cheaper to carry insurance than where their home is. So every situation is unique, and the best thing that we recommend is reviewing your policy information and going over it with your agent and explaining to them, you know, what you have going on, what your individual circumstances are, and making sure that you're covered.
And it is a good idea to have this insurance, whether it be renters or whatever they need for their personal property.
Yes, yeah, so many homeowners policies will cover a child's personal belongings while they're away at college if it's damaged by, say, fire, water, or other type of perils. But most of the time, that only applies like if they're in an on-campus dorm, that sort of thing. If they're off-campus, they may need to look at having their own renter's insurance for that situation. So number of concerns there. You know, some good tips is to make sure that your child creates kind of a dorm inventory with photos of all their valuable items, regardless of whether that's on-campus or off. And, you know, don't take the valuable, the irreplaceable items with them if they're not going to need them up there.
We've been speaking with Matt Nasworthy, Public Affairs Director of the AAA Auto Club in Florida, about looking over your insurance needs as your student goes to college. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.